It's Labor Day today, and Shelley Fraser Mickle is remembering being a child at a particularly laborious family picnic.
When I think back about my childhood and Labor Day in 1953, it's a wonder I'm not crazy. You see, my grandmother and my Aunt Filene didn't see eye to eye on many things. And on the first Monday in September of 1953, when my family held a Labor Day picnic, I became their battleground. It started because my grandmother believed that I should memorize clever things to say in mixed company, which is what she called a time whenever boys and girls got together. So on that Labor Day in 1953 in mixed company, I was prepared to say clever things about the subject of work, which after all is what we were celebrating by having a national holiday dedicated to American laborers. My grandmother looked on while I spouted to my Uncle Louis and my Aunt Margaret and their five children a quote from Theodore Roosevelt, which goes like this: "Far and away, the best prize that life offers is the chance to work hard at work worth doing." Then, with my Aunt Filene giving me a signal, I said, "But on the other hand, Oscar Wilde said that working is the curse of the drinking classes." My grandmother made a deep guttural sound and coached me to release my second shot. And I bet you didn't know that Elbert Hubbard, a U.S. author who lived from 1856 to 1914, said that the highest reward that God gives us for good work is the ability to do better work. Without wasting a minute, Aunt Filene bent down next to my right ear. "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy," she prompted me to say. My grandmother got into my other ear and whispered, "Idle hands are the devil's workshop." Suddenly, my Aunt Margaret piped up, "And a woman's work is never done. So if you ask me, Mother's Day should be moved next to Labor Day, so we'd really have a long weekend." After that, a great number of women's voices cried out, "Amen." And finally, I was released to go to the picnic table for a slice of watermelon. I don't know what your ideas of child labor are, but I know this. I've never worked so hard as that Labor Day in 1953 when I tried to keep the peace between my grandmother and my Aunt Filene.
Shelley Fraser Mickle's latest book is a collection of Republic Radio commentaries titled "The Kids Are Gone, The Dog's Depressed, and Mom's on the Loose."